Its theory is foodborne disease and is very prevalent in the normal population, but it mostly occurs in pregnant women, newborns, immunodeficiency patients, and the elderly. The main manifestations of patients include sepsis, meningitis, etc., and the mortality rate remains higher. The onset of meningitis is relatively insidious. In our case, a 75-year-old man presented with a fever for 1 week and was admitted to the hospital for diagnosis as well as management of the lung infection. This condition improved after receiving anti-infective treatment for 2 weeks. However, soon after he was discharged from the hospital, he developed a fever again and gradually showed various neurological symptoms, impaired consciousness, and a stiff neck. Thereafter, through the cerebrospinal fluid metagenomic testing and blood culture, the patient was diagnosed with Listeria monocytogenes, meningitis, and sepsis, but died after active treatment, including sensitivity, penicillin application, and respiratory support treatment. This case highlights the ultimate importance of early identification and timely application of sensitive antibiotics. Therefore, for higher-risk populations with unknown fever, multiple blood culture, timely cerebrospinal fluid examination, and metagenomic detector technology can assist in confirming the diagnosis as soon as possible, guiding the application of antibiotics and improving the prognosis.